Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, August the 5th, and the whole week ahead. There's a massive Aquarian full moon coming up on Monday. But for today, because the energy is very Capricorn in essence, think about your future, but also connect with friends. Any club or group that you belong to, you should certainly frequent today, because it's about mixing and being with people who you would call friends. And that's the important thing about today. Here's your Sunday stars. Be very careful when it comes to money and cash, especially if you're buying anything electronic. Why? Because it might not work and you need guarantees and you need warranties and you need all of those things that are important to you. Because certainly with the kind of stuff you've got here, you could buy something with all the goodwill in the world, but it doesn't work or it doesn't do what you need it to do. Be careful when you splash the cash. Here's your Monday stars. Powerful eclipse, but falling in your 12th house makes this a very emotional time. And over the next 6 months, you may well find there's a lot of worries and anxieties and doubts that come swimming into your mind. However, subconsciously, you can also relieve yourself by getting rid of the dragons and demons, slaying those things that cause you the darkness of the soul of the night. Here's your Tuesday stars. Yesterday's full moon eclipse in the sign of Aquarius is very powerful, and you need to look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because it falls in your 12th house. It's difficult, it's spiritual, it's unworldly, it's even supernatural. There's a certain amount of energy over the next 6 months, which means dealing with those things that are as slippery as an eel. But you have certain things going on in your head where you may need counselling, therapy, or just a good chat with a complete stranger. Here's your Wednesday stars. The energy is a little bit brighter and lighter today because the moon's in your sign and the links to three planets, Venus, Mercury and Neptune, make it much more gentle on you. There are big changes coming over the next 6 months, especially for you when it comes to your emotions and those things going on in your head, your subconscious self. But for today, you can give yourself a break and do things you want to do. Here's your Thursday stars. Lovely link between the sun and your ruling planet Jupiter. Absolutely gorgeous. You know, this is very fortunate. There's a beneficial effect from these two planets. So it's the kind of energy that even if you think something has gone wrong or is bad, actually, when you look back in times to come, you will realize you were saved from a fate worse than death. And that's why these stars are very good. For the next few days, you have the luck of the draw on your side. Here's your Friday stars. The moon's going to sit all alone in your second house of money. Be a little bit careful now because it will put you out on the limb financially. And that means any choices and decisions you make need to be well thought through and not emotional. Do not use your emotions and feelings when it comes to money, because if you do, you may end up worse off than when you started. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.